About 45 years ago, I was in second grade. And I don't know if they still do this, but in our second grade class, we had a field day. Field day. What happens on field day? The students get a break from classes. Teachers organize fun games, competitions, races, throwing things. And there were races. And if you won whatever event you tried to do, if you won, the winners would get ribbons. There would be a ribbon for first place, a ribbon for second place, a ribbon for third place. I was always a scrawny kid, shorter than average. And when they would pick teams, you know, that horrible situation where they would take two students and the two students would pick teams, taking turns, picking one person, then picking another person. I was often one of the last people selected. But on that field day, during the 50-yard dash, I got a blue ribbon. I came in first place among all the second graders. And for years, I treasured that blue ribbon. I still have it somewhere. I would take it out. I mean, I was probably still, maybe even in high school, I would take it out of my top drawer. I would take it out. I would turn it over. I would read my name. I would read the winning time, 7.4 seconds. It was the first and the only athletic ribbon I ever received. And I'm pretty sure it was a mistake. I mean, look at me, right? Now at this table, we prize blue ribbon performance. Jesus Christ, who ran his race so well. He had a top place performance. He shattered all of the records. But somehow, in the beautiful grace of the gospel, Jesus gave us all of his ribbons. His name was on the ribbon. He put our names on the ribbon. All of them. And God truly counts all the ribbons as our own. You and I fall short of the glory of God. We fell short before coming to Christ. And the painful truth is, we still fall short after coming to Christ. That won't change. Maybe the degree is different. The hearts are new. We still fall short of the glory of God. But in Jesus Christ, God treasures you as a ribbon holder. In this meal, we take bread, and that speaks to the unblemished life that Jesus lived. Jesus had a perfect run. The only life offering that measures up in the sight of God. That was his life. In this meal, we take wine. Jesus' blood cleanses you from all of your fails, from all of your last places, from all of your faults. And when you take the supper, you're saying this. When God weighs my life, when he weighs the good and the ill, the good of Jesus outweighs all of the evil that he has washed away. Jesus arranged this new Passover meal, and he said to do this, to do it in remembrance of him. And he said that he will feed us as we do it. And so if you're someone here who has come to know Jesus, he's your winner. He's your ribbon winner, and he's the one who's given you his righteous ribbons. And God sees that when he looks at you. If you've come to know him and you're betrothed to Jesus the Son, we invite you to come and to take this supper. I don't care how many times you got disqualified this week, how many last place runs you had. If you know that Jesus is your only hope and Jesus is your only cleansing and Jesus is your salvation, and you're saying, I'm going to run again. I confess my sin. I'm done with it. And I'm coming to this table again. Come to this table. This is for you. If you don't know Christ in this way, we are very privileged that you would be here among us. We invite you to stay here. Just look at what's going on. Take it in. Bring us questions. We'd love to talk about it more. And maybe this can be a time when you can ask your questions to God. He hears prayers from all the peoples. Now let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we pray that you would take this bread and take this wine, and that you would spiritually feed us with your body, your blood, and that you would build us up in the Lord. Oh, how we want to grow. Grow us, feed us, enable us in this moment to abide in Jesus. We pray in His name. Amen.